in the apartment nowadays?
So we have a few cases here. Okay, so we're cases, I guess, for starters, is the case where you tie a guy up in front of a lion. Okay? So Rava says you tie a guy up in front of a lion. So you're Potter. Right? So you're Potter. So why? So what would you say about that case? Just straight up. Tie a guy up in front of a lion. Without knowing Rashi Tosfos on it. So what would you think should happen? Based on what we know. There's another relevant, there's another relevant thing we should do, I think, before we do this. At least on a pshat level, I think it's important to do. Which is the case of the snake. Okay? So if you put a snake, if you sick a snake or a dog on a guy, the Mishnah says you're Potter. Everyone says you're Potter. There's no question about it. And the reason why is because you're just the grandma. Right? You're just sicking the thing, but the snake is doing the thing. The dog is doing the thing. Okay? But the machlokas is if you take a snake and you actually take the snake and put it on the teeth, you know, on the guy's hand. Okay, hold the snake and, like, put it onto the guy. Like, bite, but so to speak, bite him with the snake, you know? Like, using the tools, the snake, so to speak, as a tool to bite him. So it's a machlokas in the Mishnah, whether or not you chayav or potter. Okay? So, right. Rabbi Yehuda says, you chayav or say potter. I know you guys didn't prepare this, but I'm just going to do it anyways. But we're not going to do this far for it now, but the facts are important. Okay, so, so what's the machlokas? What would you think on the surface? If I just told you that case, you take a snake and you shove it on the guy's hand, what would you say?
Chayev,
of course, right? I mean, well, you take a knife or you take a snake? Well, take snake teeth, right? Who really cares? So, that's what you think. So what is machlokas, right? We actually come say potter.
Snake doesn't have to do anything by itself.
Okay.
Like if you just stick the teeth in and, you know, automatically the venom, it's like a knife, but the snake has to conjure up some...
I understand. Well, does the lion have to do anything by itself?
Yeah, it has to decide.
So were you one of the guys who said if a lion came straight up, you'd say he'd be chayav or potter? Everyone said, oh, of course, chayav.
Right.
Are you one of those guys?
Well,
you could change.
To be consistent, then no.
Okay, so it turns out you're right. I mean, you're right, but that's why this lion case is not going to be a little complicated. But you're right. That's what the Gemara says. It's Tullian, and this is one of the funniest machlokas, and you'll see, is the Gemara is on Aichasam and Aleph, and it's trying to explain the machlokas about the snake. It says, it's right before the Mishnah, Amar of Acha bar Yaakov, L'chashtim se lomar, L'divar Rabbi Yehuda, Eros nachash ben shinuf u'omed. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the poison of the snake is right in between its teeth. L'fikach machish b'sayif. Okay, therefore, it's like you're hitting him with a sword. Right? V'nachash potter. But then the snake is going to be potter, because the snake didn't do anything. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, the snake, the poison is, so to speak, inside the fangs, inside the teeth of the snake. So therefore, you're just like using a sword. You're just putting the poison on him, right? It's like a poisonous knife. So you're putting it on him. And the snake didn't do anything, so we won't kill the snake, because we kill animals. Animals which kill people, we kill them. Okay, but the snake didn't do anything. You just did it, right? But according to Chachamim, the snake has to conjure up, or whatever you call it, the poison. Has to bring up the poison. The fikach nachash b'skila. Therefore, the snake you'll kill with skila, because the snake basically bit him or whatever, or brought up the poison. Becha nachash potter, and the guy is gonna be potter. So here, let's see Rashi. Hishach she'achas nachash alicha v'hishach nachash b'sari. You stick the snake on his skin. Ben shinavam v'hurikat akeasakim mevitna. It's like you're putting a sword in his belly. D'lav grama v'shari kli mashkis v'biyada. You're holding the weapon. Machesh b'sayif k'din rotzayach. Me'atzumeke b'in shichaseu. K'shechichu zeh adayin in bo k'day lahames. So he's saying is, if you say that the snake has to bring up the poison, then the thing which you're hitting him with isn't poisonous, really. There's no poison there. Poison is in the inside of the snake. So the snake has to bring it up. You're just the grandma. You're putting the snake there in teeth, and then the snake is doing it. So you're just causing the thing to take place, but you're not actually doing it. Even though you know what's going to end up happening, you know snakes do that. But he didn't die from yours. You just are like a cause. You're causing the snake to bring up the venom, but the venom isn't there. Okay. Fine. So the point is that what's the point of that machlokas? So again, the case is, if you take a snake and shove it on the guy, it's a machlokas whether you're chayiv or not. Okay, he's dying not from the bite, but from the poison. So the question is it's a factual question, it sounds like. Okay? And it says, that's what it sounds like. So I don't know, that's the problem. But let's learn for now, it's a factual question. Okay? The factual question is how does it work? Is it pshat that the poison is really in there? Poison is in the teeth? In which case, it's like a poisonous knife, and you're basically putting a poisonous knife into him, so therefore you're chayiv, because you're just killing a guy with a poisonous knife. Or do you say, no, the poison isn't there, the poison is inside the snake, and the snake has to bring up the poison. So you are just causing the snake to bring up the poison, but that's a grama. So you're potter. Right? Okay. Funny is, well, it really sounds like it's describing, like, that's a factual question. How does snake venom work? Which, look, I don't know. Anyway, we have to consider it in its own right, you know? Could this be, is it possible? Maybe that's what's happening. Some machlokas in the facts here. How are you supposed to know? Yeah, I don't know. So let's but it sounds, that's the way the Gemara is presenting it. But whatever. The point is that everyone agrees if the snake is doing something, if the snake is doing it, he's bringing up the poison or whatever, then definitely you're not chayiv. Because the snake is doing it. Right? The snake is doing it. So therefore, I ask you again. In the case of a lion, if you tie a guy up in front of a lion, so what would you say straight up? Potter. Because the lion's doing it. I mean, the snake is doing it. You're putting the snake on the guy's teeth, but the snake has to bring up the poisons because the snake is doing it. And the lion is definitely killing him. In fact, it's the same. It would be analogous to the case where you sick the snake on him, where you sick a dog on him, right? The same thing. You're tying him up. I mean, you're just a goram. You're putting him in front of the lion, tying him up, and now the lion has to go and do a maisa. So what are you? You're a grama. Right? Okay, so that's straight, and that's, I think, that's, isn't that the way Tosfos learns? Let's see, where am I at now? So back to our case, right? Kavsof Ne'ari. Right. We'll read that in a second. But basically, so that makes sense, is that the lion's not, you. What are you doing? You're just the cause, you're just tying the guy up, but the lion is really getting him. See, when you put him in the sun is actually, the sun is there, the sun's already beating down or whatever, and you're just tying him up and putting him in the sun. It's not, the sun isn't like doing a separate action. You're using the sun. The sun is there, and it's already acting. But in the lion, you're not using the lion. You're not using the force of nature of the lion. You're tying him up, and then the lion's coming along and biting the guy. You know, jumping on the guy. Right.
It's like a slow poison.
Yeah, right. It's like a slow poison. The thing's already there, and you're already putting him into the poisonous thing. Into the, you know, it's like putting him underwater. The thing is already doing its job. But by the lion, you need a separate maisa. The lion has to act. So you're just causing him to get in a situation where he can't run away from the lion, but you're not killing him, right? So that's why on the surface, that's the simplest way to explain the case of the lion, okay? For some funny reason, Rashi doesn't do that. Rashi says the reason why by the lion is because even if the guy wasn't tied up, he wouldn't have been able to run away, right? Even if the guy wasn't tied up, he wouldn't have been able to run away. Because the lion would have got him anyways. It's not clear what Rashi's doing. Okay, but let's leave Rashi alone. I mean, the lion, I think we'll have to... Well, I don't want to take the lion today, but... So this is the case of the lion, okay? Fine. Now you have... So the lion case, you're potter. Right, but so forgetting about Rashi, we understand why you're potter about the lion case. You're just a gore. So, but it says... But if you tie him up in front of Yetushim, which are mosquitoes?
Yeah.
Mosquitoes... Gnats? Yeah. Is that what art school says? Gnats?
Yep.
Okay, there you have it. So some sort of bugs.
Gnats. Some sort of insect. Gnat. I'm not sure.
He says gnat?
Type of mosquito.
Yeah, Toshin, yeah, gnat.
Okay. Okay, so whatever. So we don't know. So bugs. Okay, we'll call them bugs. Okay, so if you put them in front of the bugs, okay. So chayev. So you're chayev. Okay, so again, if you tie a guy up in front of bugs, you're chayev. So on the surface, how could that be worse than a lion, right? If you tie him in front of a lion, you're potter. Tie him in front of bugs, you're chayev, right?
Wait, what happened to bugs? You're
chayev. Tie a guy up in front of bugs, you're chayev. Bugs kill him. That is. Right? And Ravashi, Amar Afilu Lufnei Tushanami, potter. Even in front of bugs, not. You're potter. Hani Elzli, Hani Asu. Because the bugs that you tied him up in front of aren't the bugs which killed him. They're new bugs. The first guys are full. They go somewhere else, and then new bugs come in. It's a big swarm, but I mean, throughout the time, it's different bugs. Okay? Except for Harry Potter. Right?
But he agrees that it was...
If it was the same bugs, then he'd be chayiv.
Right?
He agrees if it was the same bugs, he'd be chayiv. So, of course, we're going to have to explain the machlokas, right? Machlokas, whether or not, right. But the open problem is, so why is this different than the lion, right? Because in the lion, you're potter. Well, it's the same lion. It's not a different lion. One lion. So the lion, you're potter, but in the bugs, you're chayiv. Right? So this is what Tosus takes up, the little Tosus. Right? Kavso lifnei ari potter. In chiluk. Yes.
Like I said, like case of the lion, you're potter?
Yes.
But I thought we were contrasting it to the case of
a snake. Snake, you're potter. Unless you say that if the snake does the biting on its own, you're potter.
Right.
Right. So the lion also, you're potter. We were showing it's the same. It's consistent with the. It wasn't a question. It's good. It's consistent with the snake. Right? Yeah. No, it's not a question. Okay. So in chiluk ben yitushin la'ari, there's no difference between the lion and the bugs. Ella mishun de stam ari adayin lo hischa lachbal ba. But in stam ari, when you tie the guy up, the lion isn't on top of him, right? Because shim kafatza lo kvar lo ari lo yechol esase lechafoso. Right? Obviously, you're not tying the guy up when the lion's on top of him. You're far away from him when the lion's on top of him, right? So it must be a case where the lion is some distance from him, and you're tying him up, right? So therefore, you're just tying him up, nothing to do with the lion. There is no lion. The lion's far away, whatever. And then you're just causing him that the lion's going to then come and pounce on him. There's no lion on him now. But by the bug's already on him. So he holds, the shita holds a chayiv, holds it, doesn't matter if they're different bugs. The point is, I mean, that's the machlokas, whether that matters. But the point is, the bugs are already on him. So he's already on the bugs are already attacking him, so it's like already, it's like the sun is already beating down on him, or the water is already there, and you are holding him, you're forcing him, it's masamtim, same thing, you're holding him into the bugs, you're keeping him in the bugs, in the killer. So their bugs are a killer, and you are, the killer's already there, the killer doesn't have to do anything, they're already there killing, and you're forcing him in, letting the bugs do their thing. But in the case of the lion, you're not letting, there is no lion. You're just putting him there, and then the lion's going to come and do it. So then you're a cause. But if the situation already exists, you're using the force of nature to kill him. You're using the bugs which are already there and already are ready to kill, but you're forcing him, maintaining him in that situation. So then you're Michayev. Okay? So that's fine, right? Makes sense. The only question is, the Machlokas is, do you say, the Tosis isn't that helpful, but do you say that, look, they're different bugs, or you say, no, it doesn't matter. Right? He doesn't explain to you why it doesn't matter, but he just says it doesn't matter. Right? So far, so good? Okay. So now the Ron explains the Machlokas a little bit more. I mean, you can think about it on your own. I'm not saying you can't think about it on your own. I mean, I think I had a Svara, and then I saw the Ron afterwards. But given that we see the Ron, so might as well. I mean, it's helpful. I mean. So let's read the whole piece in the Ron, even though there's a few lines I want, but I mean, I think it's going to be relevant anyways when you come to the lion. So, if you have the Ron, I mean, I'll translate, so you'll be okay if you don't have it. But it's kind of talking about the stuff we've already been talking about. I mean, he doesn't have that much more Chiddushin, but he says, so he's talking about the lion. Kutzur Rashi Zal. Okay, time of the Kutzur of Ne'eri Potter, Mishim Dinami Lo Yakafas in Yachalatzum Ne'eri. So Rashi for some reason, again, we have to analyze this Rashi. The reason why he potter by the Ari is because it's a case, anyways, the lion would have got him. Okay, he wouldn't have been able to get away from the lion anyways. So there, that's why you're potter. Fine. V'yesh mefarshim, da'ad cuts off ne'ari de potter. The case where you're tying him up in front of the lion, you're potter. Ein tzarich lomar im kavsuhu v'akach bari. You don't have to teach me if you tie him up and then the lion comes. V'achlo shu potter. Right there, then he's potter. Because that's obvious, right? That's like the case of the snake, because you're just the cause. El afa bishal yahari sham, even if the lion's already there. V'kavsuhu l'fan of potter. And then you tie him up. You're potter. Because the Ari is doing it on his own. The lion is biting him on his own. Because there the water or the fire is definitely going to do it. So he says, by the lion, look, maybe the lion will bite, maybe the lion won't bite. Maybe the lion will walk away, maybe the lion won't get hungry. So it's not like you're not using the lion. So you're using the water. Water kills. The guy's in the water is going to kill him. The sun's going to kill him. The sun doesn't change his mind. The water doesn't change his mind. But the lion, you're putting him in a situation, but now it's up to the lion. The lion may eat him and kill him, may not. So therefore, you're just the grama. We're doing okay on the sky problems?
Yeah.
Because of the...
Yes, now it's at very low.
Okay, so basically that's what he's saying, is that the lion's doing it on its own. Okay, so you could say that's why you're put there in the case of the lion. He says, Avodor Pashachim ischilo hari la ochlo, but definitely if the lion's starting to eat him, the race started to eat him, Uhayo Boreach, and he's running away, Ubazev a kovsolofanov, and you tie him up, Achehem Isu, Zevadek a kovashalavamayim, and Yachalalas Misham the Chayev. Then definitely it'd be like a chayev, because the lion's eating the guy. It's not changing his mind. The lion's eating the guy, and you are the cause. You're basically holding him in front of the lion, so then you'd definitely be chayev. Well, fishi dozu ki amar rabba l'fneitushim chayev. So when Rabba says that in front of the bugs you're chayev, yav shalomar im kapsel v'akach b'yitushin, he can't say it's talking about if you tie him up and then the bugs come. V'chluhu o atim kapsel toch yishushim chayusham, or even if you tie him up in the Yitushim, which are there, the Mikol Makom Yasmeim Bo V'Ochlim Bo. Just because they're there, it doesn't mean they're eating him. You tie him up, and the bugs are there, and then they eat him. Elo Demayri Shekvar Yischilu Bo Lechol. They already started eating him. Uhu HaYoboreach, and he's running away. Ubo Zevikav Zofneim. And you come and tie him up in front of them. So, Shehu Chayiv, Kamisha Kavashlo Sochamayim. Right, so then you're Chayiv, because you are basically, it's like you're holding him in front of the water. Because they're already killing. They're already in the process of killing. They're not killing. They don't do anything. They're already doing it. So now you're basically just holding him in the face of the killer, just like in the face of the water. So it teaches you the Schiddush by bugs and not by a lion, because like you could have told me the same thing by a lion. If the case is, let's say the lion's already eating him, and you tie him up. So why did it teach me the case of the bugs? The bugs are already eating him. He says, it's teaching you the additional halacha, because by the bugs, they're not the same bugs who started as the bugs who finished. Still yachayiv, because all the bugs are one shame. They're one identity, I guess, one shame. Because the guy doesn't die from the same water that you push him into. You push him into water molecules A, and then he dies from molecules B, the ones that are right, there's waves, whatever, it's not the same water. Flowing water. Right? He says, Mayim Zochalim, if they're flowing water, the Hani Yasli Bakrin Yasu. But Shemezbahim, there are other waters that he dies with. Which water kills him? Ella time in the Melsa, the Chayev, the Shem Mayim Echarim, because it's the water. You're putting him in the water, and the water is killing him. It's not this molecule of water which is killing him. Hachanami Shem Haytushim Echarim. So the reason why is, look, it's bugs. Bugs are bugs. It's not this bug, it's bugs. Bugs are killing him. V'ravashi palig de'afilu b'yitushim nami pater. Ravashi says, no, even by bugs, you're pater. De'lo damu l'mayim. Because it's not similar to water. Okay? Mimnei shekulon mizdabkos. V'en gofechad. Because all the water molecules are attached together, and they're basically, it's one body. It's one body of water. Okay, so the body of water is killing him. But they're separate bodies. Okay, but by the bugs, they're separate bodies. So therefore you could say is that these are different bugs than the ones you put them in front of. And therefore you put them. So this is what Tosu says, and it's good. Okay. Machlokas, right? So this is the punchline. So Machlokas is, so you have the Machlokas by the bugs. So do you say that you're potter because they're different bugs? The bugs that you tied him in front of aren't the bugs that killed him. And it's the new bugs, and you're just the cause of those new bugs. Or do you say, no, bugs are bugs. Bugs are bugs. Okay, water, definitely you say water is water. Question is, what do you say by bugs? Do you say they're different or the same? Okay, so I think what you guys are saying is that the question is that how do you identify the killer? Okay? See, if you look at it on a technical level, like on a technical, biological level, what killed him is that last bug. Okay? The bug that broke the camel's back. Okay? That's what killed him. Right? I mean, one bug is what's killing him. Okay? Or one, whatever, one bug, 10 bugs, but it's not the same, they're different bugs. The bug that you put him in front of, the group of bugs that you put him in front of, got full a few minutes ago, and they're all gone. So on a technical level, the particular bugs that killed him, you didn't do. Right? You didn't put him in front of, and therefore you're not chayev. It was the grumma on the second bugs. Or do you, but the other argument is, and I guess what Dr. J was saying, is that if you look, the way man identifies the killer, like, it's true technically, scientifically, that's what's happening. But in terms of the way man identifies the situation, as you say, he was killed by the swarm of mosquitoes, the swarm of bugs, the swarm of bees. So it's like what killed him is the unit of the swarm, and the swarm is one entity. So that's the only thing, is the shame. Shame yitushim charu. The shame is the identity. Which means that the way man identifies it, because that's the way bugs function, is they're not really discrete entities that killed him. This bug, that bug, but it's the swarm of bugs that killed him. New text message. Okay, it's the swarm of bugs that killed him. And the swarm of bugs is the unit. Okay, so in the shame, that's the question. And therefore, you put him in front of that unit. So the question is if you define the ritzicha, the rotzeach, the killer, based on the technical killing, or based upon the way man identifies it, the shame. So in terms of the man's framework, the murderer was the swarm, and the swarm killed him. So the swarm is one unit. But like ritzicha is like in a certain sense it's like a biological process. But on the other hand, it's like a human activity, or it's an activity in man's world. He was murdered. He was killed by whatever. So in a biological framework, really, each bug is a separate thing. It really is. What does one bug have to do with another? Right? The bugs think they're separate. Right? But insofar as man's identification of Ritzicha and a Maisa Ritzicha, you'd say is you don't look at it based on the technical biological level, but you look at it in the overarching conceptual framework of what killed him. If you conceptualize, you say what killed him is a swarm. One bug doesn't kill, one bug doesn't ever kill, never anybody. It's the swarm that killed him. So the killer was a swarm, and you put it in front of the swarm. But I think it's saying is like by water. See, by water, even on a technical level, is the water is the body of water killed him. On a technical level, it doesn't mean a technical level like a microscopic technical level. Like microscopically, yeah, I guess there are about H2O molecules or whatever. But that's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about microscopically. I mean, bugs. Each bug is an individual, discrete. That's a goof mechulakim. But water is the body of water. It killed him. That definitely is the case. It's not just the other water. I mean, there's no particles of water in the eyes of Allah. I mean, it's the body of water, which is that which killed him. But bugs, there are discrete physical things. That each bug is a separate bug. So you say technically what killed him is the individual bug. Or do you say you define it based upon the man's conceptual world, which you say is the swarm. So talking about the reason why you look at the swarm is because I am putting him in a swarm. So in other words, me being a rotzeach, I relate. I'm a killer, and I relate to the phenomenon of a swarm of bugs. So it's true, bugs and biologist doesn't, but me as being a killer, I know there's a man knows the phenomenon of a swarm of bugs, and I'm putting him in the swarm. So by putting him in the swarm, you define the killer based upon man's framework, because the man is a rotzeach. We're talking about, is it sufficient to define the guy? The guy is a rotzeach or not? So you're putting him in the swarm. So as far as you're concerned, you're not putting him in front of bug number one, you're putting him in front of the swarm. So the swarm is killing him. But at the same time that man says that, man also does know that that's like an approximation. In reality, there really is an individual bug, and there are, but that's not the way, conceptually you look at it. Conceptually you look at it because you know the way that there's such a thing as a swarm and the way a swarm functions, and that's the way you say you killed him, you put him in a swarm, you put him in front of a swarm of bugs.
Or just like
the question is, what's the murder weapon here? Is the murder weapon the swarm, or is the murder weapon the individual thing? I mean, you could say, if you define it conceptually, you say it's a swarm. If you define it like about technically, you say it's the individual bug that got him. There's different frameworks in defining it. So the question is, how do you define it? Define it in like the technical, biological level, or you define it in the conceptually. Conceptually, you understand there's a concept of a swarm, and it's not just one bug that's killing him. You know, the way you kill a guy using a swarm is because you know the way swarms work. So that, but that's already more like an abstract definition of the thing. If you just want to look at it mechanistically, what got him is a particular bug. But you could say Ritzicha doesn't go by that. It doesn't conceptualize it like that. It just looks at the technical murder. Now is, I think, maybe we could try to figure out this Rashi. I don't know if we can answer it now, but one thing I want to take up next time is the machlokas about the snake. Okay? But I think that's the second thing I want to do. Okay, the machlokas about the snake is the funny machlokas. The machlokas sounds like a factual machlokas, you know? So we gotta look at that. I mean, it's a good methodology question. How do you approach machlokas like that? It's a funny machlokas, you know? So fine, so that's something. But I think, let's at least now, let's try to figure out what Rashi's talking about. Okay, let's try to do it together. I don't know if we're going to answer the problem, but at least let's appreciate the problem in Rashi. It's very tricky. We have to know what Rashi's talking about. So the case is when you time in front of the lion. So Tosus says, very good. The reason why you're potter when you time in front of the lion is because the lion isn't yet on him. The lion isn't yet on him. Stam, the lion isn't yet on him. How are you going to tie him up? The lion's already on him. So therefore, it's not on him. It must be that it's far away. So it's far away, so you're potter because the lion is coming on its own right. But Stam, Yitushim, the bug's already on him. The bug's already on him, so better be ready attacking him. And he's tying him up, holding him down. That's what Tosus explains. Okay, the difference between the lion and the bug is just, what's the Stam case? Are they already there or not? But Rashi doesn't say this, okay? It might be helpful to look at the Rashi here, because it's I don't know, just a very hard Rashi. He says, Kofso lefnei ari potter. Time in front of the lion, you're potter. Why? The inami lohaya kafos. Because even if he wasn't tied up, lohaya chalahati latzum in ari, he wouldn't be able to save himself from a lion. Okay? So therefore, what did you do? You didn't do anything. He was going to die anyways. Right? So what's the obvious? There's an obvious question on this thing. Which is pshat, yeah. Who cares? Well, who cares matters, because if he was going to die anyways, so what are you really doing? Because he was already going to be killed by the lion, so what are you really accomplishing? You're not really killing him. He was already a dead man.
Where was the lion, according to Rashi?
Where was the lion? So, I don't know. You tell me. The lion was, I guess, in striking distance, or, I don't know, some case where he definitely the lion was going to get him. Right? I guess that's what he's saying. I guess. I don't know how he knows this, right? But he says the lion is definitely, I guess he's learning how it must be a case where the guy can't run away. And why can't he run away? He must be super duper close to the thing that the guy couldn't run away. He was going to die anyways. So what did you do? Okay, so one thing is, so what's the chiddush? One thing is, what's the chiddush?
Then why did you have to tie him up in the first place?
Why did you have to tie him up in the first place? How do you tie him up? How do you tie him up in the first place, right? So I think the Meiri says that you're like a Siegfried and Roy or something. You're like a lion tamer. You're a lion tamer. Siegfried and Roy, you know those guys who do magic, you know, who used to do tricks with lions.
Okay.
So he says that's the case. I mean, it's a crazy case, but you have to say is you're talking about a guy, you are a guy who works with lions, and they're not going to eat you. Well, I'm just saying is how practically how does the case work out? So we have the factual case according to Rashi. So the Meiri explains the factual case. You're gonna say factual case is where you I mean, it's a funny case, it's a strange case. You're talking about a lion tamer. So you're a lion tamer, and this guy is within a foot of the lions. The lions are about to eat him anyways. And what you're doing is you're tying him up. You're tying him up. He would run. He would have gotten away. He wouldn't have gotten away anyways. He's basically a dead man. But you just decide why not make it easier for the lions. You don't want your lions to work, so you tie him up, and that's the case. And it's teaching you that you're potter. Why? Because I guess that's what it's teaching you, right? I guess that's the chiddush, is that he was going to die anyways. But technically, you say you're the cause. But, I mean, in theory, you could have. I mean, I guess with Daniel, you could have said, look, bottom line is. They got him at moment A, and the reason why they got him at moment A is because you tied him up. Now, it's true, even if you didn't tie him up, they would have got him anyways. Later, a few minutes later, he would have tried to run away or whatever, but so you could say is like you quickened it up or something like that. So you could say that I would think that you're chayv, so did you know your potter? I think Chaim, you're saying, just shot-wise, so that if you could deduce from Rashi, you're making a deduction, that if that weren't the case, Rashi's case is that he's already there and he's already gonna die. But let's say that wasn't the case. Let's say he wasn't already there. And you just take him and you bring him in front of the lions and tie him up. So what do you do from Rashi? Yechayev, right? Sounds that way, right? But isn't that a problem? Why is that a problem? Well, I guess conceptually it's a problem because why don't you say the lion is doing it on his own?
Wait, why would you say you're chayev for sure?
Well, because otherwise Rashi shouldn't say that the reason why you're potter is because he would have died anyways. Just say you're potter because the lion's doing it on his own. So Elamai, no, if you would have brought him there on his own, if you put him into that situation, he'd be chayev, right? So you could say that, but the problem is but isn't the lion died to the nafshay? Isn't the lion, I mean, the lion doesn't have to bite him. So you say he doesn't hold that way. Rashi doesn't hold that way. But what about the snake? What about the case of the snake? The case of the snake is if you put the snake on the guy's hand, Right? You put the snake on the guy's hand, and you know that when you put the snake on the guy's hand, it triggers off this reflex. The snake's going to bite him. But since it's the action of the snake is doing it. Right? Since the snake is doing it, you're chayiv. I'm sorry, you're potter. Since the snake is doing it, you're potter. So how could the case of the lions be worse than that?
Is that the machlokas though?
If the machlokas is whether or not the snake's poison is in his mouth or not. But if you learn that the snake has to do something on its own, right, that the snake has to bring up the poison, so then they say potter. The only reason the guy says Yechayev is because the snake, the poison is actually in the snake's mouth. But I mean, if the snake has to do it, so certainly the lion has to do something, the lion has to attack the guy. So what's Rashi saying? What's Pshat and Rashi that he's saying is that the reason why you're potter is because the snake, the lion was going to get him anyways. Just say like Tosfos said. Tosfos was the right answer. The reason why you're potter is because the lion has to go do it adai to the nafshai. Right? The lion has to do it adai to the nafshai. You're not doing it. The lion's doing it. Unless the case is, like the Ron says, if the lion's already eating him and you tied him up. But that's kind of the Ron entertained that, right? That the case is where he's already eating him. So if the lion's already eating him and you tie him up, so he wouldn't have gotten away anyways. But then you say...
What would be the chiddush then?
You mean, let's say the lion's already eating him and he would have run away. And then you tie him up and prevent him from running away. Right?
So that would be just like the Chama case, no?
Then that would be like the Chama case or the Yitushim case, right? Then it would be Chayev. So then maybe Rashi's saying, so then let's say that, maybe that's what Rashi's learning. So then Rashi's just saying, so the reason why Potter though is because if that's the case, the lion's going to get him anyway. Because the guy's going to run away, the guy's not going to run away. How you run away from a lion? The lion's already in the process of eating him up. You don't get away from that. So therefore, that's what Rashi's saying, is your potter, yeah, that's why you're potter. The reason why the Ron didn't like that is because how are you tying the guy up? The lion's on top of him, how are you going to tie him up? But I guess maybe you could learn because you're a lion tamer, whatever. Right? I mean, you could say that's the case. That's why it's different than the snake case, because here the thing's already in the middle of eating him. By the snake case, snake is doing the action. Here, the lion's already doing the action, and you're just tying him up. So then, in theory, you should be chayev. But the reason why you're not chayev is because he was going to die anyways. Seems like that's the way to learn Rashi. I mean, that's really the case. Again, the case is, according to Rashi, the case is talking about where the guy is already, the lion's on top of the guy. Okay? The lion's on top of him. And he's chewing, he's biting him or whatever. And the guy's going to try to run away. Okay? And you basically tie him up and hold him down. Okay? So therefore, in theory, he should be chayev. Just like by the bugs. Right? Because it's already happening. It's in the process of killing him. And he's trying to run away. And right? So it's the same case as the bugs. Right? The only thing is, so why are you bought there by the lion? So the reason why you bought there, Rashi says, is because if the lion's already eating him, he's not going to get away. He's going to die anyways. So all you're doing is speeding it up. The guy's going to try to run, but a guy can't run away from a lion. And he's in the middle of eating him. Anyways, that would be the chiddush going to Rashi, is that you don't say, because you're speeding it up or whatever, that you're chayev, that you're chayev. Rather, you're potter. I mean, Tosus kind of entertained that, but he said is, the stam, the case of a lion, is that the lion's not on top of him. You're tying him up, the lion's not on top of him. Because how are you able to tie him up otherwise? That's what the Rav Tosus says, right? How you can tie him up. But I mean, Rashi must be learning that, yeah, whatever, you're a lion tamer, you can tie him up. So the cases, it sounds like Rashi wants to learn the parallel cases. Right. Parallel cases. I mean, Tosas, the difficulty with Tosas is he's made positing that there are split cases. The case of the bugs, or the bugs are already eating him. The case of the lion is the lion's not already eating him. So yeah, of course, those are two different cases. So to Rashi is saying they're the same case, but the thing's already eating him. So the bugs are already eating him, then you're chayev, because if you didn't tie him up, the guy would have gotten away. But in the case of the lion, the guy wouldn't have gotten away anyways. So therefore, you're potter. That's the way Rashi must be learning. But I guess we'd have to define what's the Havin Haskana there. Case of the lion, if he was really, he's going to run away, and you tie him up, so you're chayef. Like he was going to die anyways. So you're speeding it up. And I guess, is there a Havin like that? I guess you can, theory can have a Havin like that. Maybe we should try to define that. So again, let's try for next time. Is assume, think about the Rashi, whether that's the case. But assuming it's the case, then define the Havimaskano if you're speeding it up. You tie him from a lion, he's going to die again and killed anyways, but you're basically speeding it up, you're tying him down, so you're chayev, you're potter. And then the case of the snake, which is, the snake case is really interesting. That machlokas. I think you should work on that. That's an interesting methodology thing. It's like, how do you approach a gemara? This is a general question. I've had this question, it comes up a lot. I mean, I really thought about this methodologically at the time when I learned this. It's like, if you look at the thing, it really, really sounds like it's a factual question. Read the Rashis.
It sounds what?
Factual. Sounds like a factual question about how snakes work. Okay, about the biology of snakes. Okay, and I don't know. Question is that legitimate? Is that, could you say that that's what's going on? Is that crazy to say that's going on? What else is going on? It sure sounds like that's what's going on. And what is the biology of snakes anyways? I don't know, it sort of sounds like that's what they're saying. So what do you do with a Gemara like this? That's the question. What do you do with a Gemara like this? I mean, look at the Gemara. I mean, you'll see. I mean, you have to see it for yourself to believe that it sounds factual. I mean, you have to read the Gemara and read the Rashi's and tell me it doesn't sound factual. And if it is, you could take the approach and say, yeah, so look, it's a factual question. They didn't know about the science. And they had a question. Machlokas. But, I mean, it's funny. That was a machlokas tanaim. What's the science of biology? I'm going to go ask a biologist. Or just say, we don't know. It's a safek. Say, we don't know the biology, so it's a safek. Can't kill a guy because it's a safek. If it's not a metzias question, so then what are the metzias and then what's the machlokas? It's very, that's tricky. It's very difficult. But it's a very interesting type of question.